you're in a safe place, okay? Know that first, okay?
No one's listening.
No one's listening, yeah.
No, outside these four walls, no one is listening today, okay? So...
See, please don't ask him how big his dick is. No. Please don't, Aga.
Okay, let's get to the next question. Now we know we are. Now we know we are. Actually, no, that's fine. Steve PT, you good enough?
Yeah.
You big enough?
Yeah. Good. Good. Yes. Men.
That's what I love to hear. Men.
Men.
Just don't start at one. What
okay,
do you
look,
do?
Okay,
yeah. I won't start at one.
Okay, right. At number 19.
Right, because by the way, Top of the Pops would have been shit if they started the countdown at one. It's a short episode.
No one's interested after one. They're all leaving. I don't know why they're going.
Jimmy Savile's like, oh, fuck's sake.
Officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby.
Best friends that anyone
we are
ever
fucking heard. Back. We're back. Yeah. Classic. We are back. That's we are back. We are getting Doug back.
And we're the three best friends that anybody can have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, never, ever, ever, ever leave each other. We're the three best
friends. I feel like we should have rehearsed that.
I feel we don't know it at all.
No.
The ultimate podcast experience.
I know you're going to dig this.
Tune in and listen to The Lee Hagger and guests. Chew the fat.
Have you got a bath at home?
No, we had it all ripped out and had one of those long walking shower
things.
They're nice, aren't
they? Yeah. Oh,
I could stand in a shower all day.
Yeah, I could, in fairness.
Doesn't want Mrs. Eddie. Apparently, we a few months ago, we used the water of a four-person household.
Really?
She reckons, yeah, that's what they compared it to when we got the bill through.
Oh, nice.
I shouldn't say this on the pod, but as we're on the pod, if you have a tug in the shower, right, and then as soon as you do your stuff and then turn it straight onto cold water, no feeling like it.
What?
Yeah, so you know, like, I believe in cold showers.
Yeah.
I'm a massive believer in it. Yep. Like, it releases all your endorphins and all that, but you know when you...
Knocked one out in the shower.
Yeah,
you've bowled your load. Yeah, you've nutted. Straight.
Oh, welcome back, Carl.
All over your feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like Spider-Man up there at the glass.
I know, you stood in it.
Yeah.
Pull it out of your
but
toe
you,
hair.
You've got that feeling in your body, haven't you? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've released.
But then, when you've got that feeling in your body once you've done it, turn it straight, whack it onto cold, and it's like another feeling all over again.
What?
Honestly, mate, try it next week and come back at
me. Right, I'm going to say, right, Carl, this is weird. Carl told me you've got me off in the shower.
Why is Carl going? This is a man thing.
What? So I've got to say
to
Carl,
you can't do that on your own more. Fucking hell.
Carl, there's no sex. There's no sex today because I'm trying something Carl asked me to do and it involves me.
Yeah. I can tell you're in a new relationship. Fucking hell.
It's a year in. It's not new anymore, is it? It's a year in. Piece of shit.
I'm just saying, when you got some personal time, Carl's not about, try that. I bet you do now.
What? No, don't.
What?
Don't. I'm saying that I'm the martyr of all men. I don't need to. I get her to do it for me. I can literally on command click my fingers.
We've
wake
had
me
several
off, and will.
What I would call normal conversations prior to Steve walking in. Steve's walked in. I'm absolutely delighted to see this.
I'm delighted.
We've all said hello.
Yeah, sorry.
This is the first thing he's listened to.
Yeah, but I needed to get it off of my chest because it was such a good feeling. I thought I need to share this with the world. Yeah.
Weird thing is, though, Steve, our guest today, has walked in. He said about four words. He's got himself comfortable. He's got his notes out. He's got his drink.
Yeah.
He's got onto the mic. Not said a word, really.
Yeah.
And so far, the conversation just plummeted downhill.
Try it though.
Oh yeah,
everyone that's listening, try it.
Try it. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I guarantee you're getting missed, like inundated. Like he's onto something.
Well, on that note, yo, guys, welcome back to another episode of Chew Fat, the wannabe number one podcast in the world. Guys, it's good to be back. We've got Parsons, we've got Mr. English. Welcome back, Mr.
Thank
English.
You, thank you.
And we've got our wonderful special guest. We've got Steve. The PT, Steve PT.
Steve PT,
I've not actually even done a sound check for you yet, mate. Jump on the mic. Get on there. Get real close to that microphone. Like, make love to it.
Don't know. Shower love.
Yeah, do shower love.
Honestly.
Get the cameras out, lads. He's making shower love.
It wouldn't be much to watch.
It doesn't have to be much to watch. We just want to know that you felt good doing it. That's all.
You will. Especially when you turn that...
Put it in slow-mo. Promise you, that's something to watch.
Put yourself...
A slow-mo shower scene.
Oh, I bet I'll be revolting.
No, you wouldn't. Put some sexy music over the top.
Yeah, but watching it...
You wouldn't like it. I'd love it.
So we're going to start the show off by convincing our listeners to film themselves masturbating, then play it back in slow-mo.
No.
I didn't say that at all.
I'm just chucking it out there that there's a new sensation.
New that sensation.
That people should try.
It's going, honestly.
I didn't mention about filming about it. Filming it's a bit going, I mean, you can add it to the WhatsApp group by all means. There's plenty of other stuff that's gone on the WhatsApp group.
Loads of people are talking about it. In fact, have you heard, the other on that subject, have you heard what's going around London at the minute? The
M25. Hey! Let's move on. We're back.
And we've got a format this week.
Right, okay, well, we've got loads to get through. So, right, Steve, how you doing, mate? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good stuff. There is still time for you to leave if you wanted to. If you say now you're staying, you're committed to this.
I'm committed.
This chaos.
Yes, Steve.
Okay, come on, Steve. He's committed. He's staying. Right, so how are we all doing, guys? Listen, right, so let's start off with... I think we should start off, before we go to fan feedback, we need to explain what exactly happened last week.
Yeah, you do.
you really do.
Right, so in the making, we had the London Marathon. We don't need to talk too much about the London Marathon. We had the London Marathon. It was a wonderful, wonderful day. I had a plan that didn't make it off the train with the rest of us. That literally stayed on the train. It disappeared into the distance. Gone. We probably owe... I say we, me, Parsons, Kyle.
I wasn't involved in the show last week.
And it ain't my fault.
We fall together.
Oh, fucking hell.
We fall together.
It's one of Hager's we situations.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kyle, you're 33.3% to blame for this.
All right.
It's fair to say, although I've had some positive feedback about last week's episode.
Have you?
Not much. But you could argue that it was a potential shit show. Literally.
It was so bad, it was good.
So, what, first off, we are sorry we got drunk. We did get drunk, didn't we? It didn't go as planned. We had zero format, as we mentioned on the show. So, our apologies, really.
I got one thing to say.
Far away, mate.
So, as soon as I found out that you was going up to the marathon,
yeah,
I said to Kay and my father-in-law and my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, I went... He'll come back and he'll put his name down for the marathon. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ten minutes into the show, I'm doing a marathon. And I also said to him, he'll think that he can do it better than everyone else.
I did
3 minutes,
that.
3 hours, 15 minutes, he said.
Okay, I'm not going to do a 3 hour, 15 minute marathon. Granted, but I do believe I'll do it. If I get accepted, if I get in.
You've got to run for 4.5 hours.
Oh, I'll beat that. Not a problem. Not a problem.
I don't think you realise how hard that is.
I've got Steve PT here. Which, by the way, for the listener, we keep saying PT because he is a personal trainer. So that's why I'm saying Steve PT. Yeah. I'm standing in front of Steve PT. I will do a sub 4.5 hour run. Not a problem. I'll probably do it now.
I hope it's the hottest day of the year.
So there was that going on.
Sorry.
Far away.
You know, last week when you mentioned about... like. Calling over the line and everything.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy? He was 1K away from the final line. He was on for a personal best, like three and a half hours or something, like on for a personal best, slipped on a bottle, broke his leg, right? Everyone was around him. He was like, no. He crawled. It's on like online and everything. He literally crawled over the line with a broken leg.
Well, the London Marathon just happened. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about
that. Yeah, it's online and everything. Yeah, he literally crawled out and then he like got rushed to hospital.
Bleeding
out. Well, we saw people at mile 25 and you see some sights at mile 25.
Yeah.
Like, there's loads of happiness, loads of cheering, loads of runners looking like they're having the best day of their life.
Yeah.
But you see some people 25 miles in who are, their world is...
Yeah, and I think without the people on the sidelines getting them, they wouldn't get through.
Exactly
yeah.
that. Yeah. Exactly that. One woman, she just couldn't put a weight on one foot and she was using the railings to drag herself along and people were trying to help her and she was like...
She was cheating.
Yeah, she was like... No, and she was in tears. She was crying and you're watching it and you're like...
She's cheating. There was, go back and do it again.
It was the woman on the skateboard that got my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, no, that didn't happen. No, Kyle, no. There was no one on a fucking skateboard doing a London Marathon. Steve Peter, you ever thought about doing a marathon?
No.
Would you ever want to do one? Because I reckon you could, because you're good to go.
I wouldn't say I'm good to go.
You're more power, aren't you, than endurance.
There's a lot of weight to carry around.
I've always wanted to do one.
Well, you can.
No, I said to you the other day, and I thought, shit, I shouldn't have said that. But, I don't think I could.
I believe I've got a technique that's going to help me out a lot. I call it the skimmer.
Oh, dear.
So what you do, you keep your hands low, minimal body movement, maximum distance. It's an equation I've been working on. So you skim the ground. You barely lift your feet off the ground. Skim it.
I can't believe no other professional athlete has ever thought of that.
My idea, I thought of it first, okay? End of, okay? I'm keeping that. So if anyone out there tries to copy that, I'm suing you for every penny you got.
Yeah.
End of.
I think it. Not long into your training, you are going to realise...
I'm in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
I've done the Great South Run, but...
How far is the Great South Run?
I think it's about 10 miles. Something like that.
So that's almost half a marathon. Yeah. That's almost, yeah, that's decent.
It's done in kilometres, so...
Yeah. I hope they use kilometres.
Yeah, I do.
Why do they use kilometres for?
Don't know.
Just stick to fucking miles. Just keep it simple. Parsons, you said a minute ago there's a lot of things that you noticed during the marathon.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you something.
So, right, for the listener...
We will come off the marathon in a minute.
Yeah, we've done a lot of marathons.
So I'm, as you've probably all seen on your social media... Because the marathon's just been on, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So all over social media, people being there, people taking part, people all of a sudden, everyone wants to do one. And I saw, so this is a friend of mine that I grew up with when we were kids. I've not even spoke to him as an adult, but he lived a few doors down from me. So there he is there. Right.
So
his wife, just, I know this is an audio podcast. Yeah. This is a Facebook post from a friend of mine's wife, pictures of him at the marathon running. Basically the usual thing, you know, so proud of him, as she should be. Here's some photos. And I saw it, I was like, oh, I didn't realise he did it. Oh, that's really nice, not seen him for ages. Here's a video of Hagger and I. Hagger posted this on social media of us there cheering on Cara. Now again, apologies, this is a visual, an audio podcast. I'm just going to slow this down. Here's us two watching.
Yeah.
See us two there?
Yeah.
As Hagger brings his camera around, look who comes running past.
Your mate.
Was that your mate? Let me zoom in so you can see it's
what
the
same chances
guy.
Are that?
It's not letting me zoom in.
Sorry, I do believe you.
There he is.
Same guy. What the chances are that?
So he ran straight past us. I probably looked at him.
Yeah.
Didn't even see him.
Oh,
what
my
are the
God.
Chances? 50,000 people.
Yeah.
And on the video that Hagger posted, my mate goes running past.
That's unbelievable.
That exact second. How weird is that?
That is fucked up. Because I was going to ask you, is that a legit like friend of yours, a legit Facebook post?
So
everything?
We grew up four houses away. So as kids, played football together, all the rest of it. Went into senior school.
Yeah.
He was very, very good academically. He's a very smart guy. I am not. So what happens is he goes to all the best sets at school. I was in the worst sets, and you sort of drift apart.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know where he lives now. I've not spoke to him in years. His mum and dad still live a few doors down from my mum and dad. But
he was probably running past going, Steve!
Yeah, probably.
Steve! It's like, probably. Piece of shit.
I couldn't hear him over you. But how weird is that, though, by the way?
That's incredible.
That is mad.
Nice story, that. I like that.
He's been telling me all week about this.
No, it's a genuine, fucking hell. It's a genuine nice story, isn't it?
It sounded like he's being sarcastic.
No. No, I weren't.
Thanks. Kyle, you should probably leave the room now.
Yeah,
no. What are the chances of that?
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. I'm being genuine, by the way, as well. That is actually crazy.
You're listening to Chew the Fat, the wannabe number one podcast in the world. Lee Hagger, Steve Parsons, and Kyle English. Bringing you all the content the others won't. This is the only podcast you'll ever need.
Anyway.
Anyway, so moving on. Right, okay, so we've got, you know, the usual Tudor Fat topics that have come up before we jump into the world of Steve PT. I can't stop calling you that now. It's going to stick now. It's just Steve PT. You don't even need a surname.
Rolls off. What we said earlier was I'm Stevie P and you're Steve PT.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're like brothers.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. When's your birthday?
You've got the same nose.
When's your birthday?
December.
When's yours, Puzzle?
August.
Oh, like brothers, isn't it?
Yeah, can't be, yeah.
Might as well
be
brothers. Can't be brothers. They come up with that equation earlier.
When you listen back to the show, Steve PT.
It doesn't make sense, but my brother's birthday's in the same month as me, so it sort of does.
Yeah, yeah.
The logic behind it all.
When you listen back to the show, Steve PT, you'll understand what we just said.
There's a hell of a lot of bullshit going on at the start. The usual warm-up bullshit, you know. Right, so we've got a gentleman who's been on TV this week. Matt Barr, he's officially got the largest penis in Britain.
For you, something that many men wish for, but for Matt Barr being well endowed, has affected his entire life.
Matt has Britain's biggest penis, measuring over 12 inches when erect, which is more than double the average size.
Far from being a gift, though, Matt's large penis comes with some equally large challenges, and he joins us now to discuss some of those. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Many people would observe this and the idea of being well endowed being a bit of a dream, but for you it can be a nightmare, is that right?
Yes, I think people have, you know, it's a very insalubrious topic to bring up. So I think people have learnt a lot of myths from pornography and stuff where they don't realise the implications that it would have when you're actually living with the situation on a day-to-day basis.
When did you first realise that perhaps you had a little bit more than some of your classmates or some of your teammates in a sports team or something like that?
I mean, predictably, it was in the showers at school. I think that's when everyone has the first encounter with what anyone else looks like. So I sort of grew up as well before the internet as well, so there wasn't even any real expectation of that stuff. And then had a book that my parents gave me about.
Finally, a subject I can relate to.
There we go. Carl, we can all relate to it, just some positive, some negative. We can all relate to it.
So how big?
Right, so this guy, Matt Barr, he's got a 12-inch penis when erect. I did check this out. It's when it's erect. I
thought it was floppy.
Yeah, thought it was when it was floppy.
9.5 when it's floppy.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Fucking
Which,
hell.
By the way, when I said I'd research and check this out, I didn't go, like, get him hard.
You can't find any photos online. Trust me. You know I love a good-looking penis.
You do. I know you do.
So he's like Jonah Hill in Superbad, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I am.
All the best food is a dick shaped.
Yeah.
So we've got this guy, Matt Barr. He's on TV. I think it was Good Morning Britain or something like that. And he's talking about
This morning.
Yeah. When? Today?
No, last week.
Last week.
But you said it was this morning.
Oh, don't start that fucking...
When is it then? When was it?
It was this morning last week.
Because you told me about it a few days ago. Now you're saying it was this morning.
But last week this morning.
All right.
On Thursday morning this morning.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, are you a big fan of stand-up comedy? Have you been enjoying laughing? I like laughing. If you get a chance, check out the podcast Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. That's Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, where we have interviews and great comedy sets from all kinds of great stand-up comics. If you get a chance and you want to laugh, I like laughing, give it a shot. Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC.
I fell for that at the very beginning.
I could do this all day.
Yeah,
you could. He's saying how bad life is having a small penis, a big penis.
It is bad when you got a small penis.
This guy's made me feel better now. I don't know if you see it, Steve PT, but basically he's basically on TV saying I've got a huge cock and my life is miserable.
I feel for him.
I feel for him too because look at him. He seems quite sad. Have you seen the interview?
I've watched the interview.
The whole 8-minute interview. He seems
Does he pass out?
He doesn't pass out. He doesn't. He's very shy.
No, I watched a program with people with big penises.
Yeah.
But every time they got an erection, they passed out.
Surely, though, they're...
because all the blood goes to...
Body's designed to compensate for that.
He's chucking Coke Holdemol down every time he's getting hard on.
He's having a Barocca.
What's that mean? Getting an erection, warm up for this bad boy. So I was like thinking as he's talking, everything like that. Do you remember when you were at school? Everyone used to like having a big dick was like that's what everyone
Not
wanted.
Just at school.
Oh no, I've come to the conclusion now. Being small is cool.
That's Yeah.
Being small is cool.
He's going somewhere with this.
I'm going to let you dig your own grave for this one.
Dig my own grave.
This is what Cara says. Don't worry, ladies. Being small's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you get out of my fucking bedroom. Get out of my bedroom.
It's fine.
But yeah, no, having a big dick when you was like a child, was like everyone like, you was all cock measuring. Everyone was cock measuring, weren't they? You look at each other in the showers. I know you love a shower stare.
Yeah, but not as a child.
Come on, you must have measured yourself.
Yeah, we all did at school.
No one really had a shower at school because of that insecurity.
After rugby, you had to. Everyone was caked.
Yeah, but you went to Anglo-American. It's weird.
Anglo-American.
Yeah.
You won't believe this, Steve PT. He's actually from Singapore. He couldn't look any less Asian if he tried. Straight.
I told you, their number one language is English.
And that's weird as well. Everything about you is weird, but I love you. Remember that.
Yeah. But yeah, there was the odd one who thought it would be funny to have a shower at school.
Yeah.
But no one, it was only when you started playing Sunday league football that, you know, the team that I played for, you'd never ever want to get in the showers. That even I can't say what went on in them showers on this podcast. Honestly, it's so bad.
What is it like? So, do you ever used to get a ruler when you was a kid? Now, Steve Petey, I'm going
to
ask you this. Come on, let's put Steve Petey on the spot here. Okay, you're in a safe place. Okay, know that first. Okay,
no one's listening.
No one's listening. Yeah.
No, outside these four walls, no one is listening today. Okay, so.
See, please don't ask him how big his dick is. No. Please don't, Hagar.
Okay, let's get to the next question. Did you ever used to get a ruler as a kid or any point in your life and put it up against your dick to see how big you are?
No.
Because how do you know how big you are?
I couldn't say how old I was, but
no,
I did.
I've used a tape measure, not a ruler.
Well, I had my like hard rulers from math.
Hard rulers, not one of those rubbery.
No, when he was rulers. When he was at school, when Hagar was at school, he's wooden. Yeah. On his wooden desks.
Yeah.
And they used to lift up.
Yeah. Don't get your dick caught in one of them.
No.
That's it. Because everyone says, like you must have had the question at some point in your life, how big are you? When your mates as a kid must have said, how big are you, mate?
No.
Come on, you got to give him an answer.
No,
that's bullshit. I don't believe any one of you is not. Steve, don't just nod at me. Tell me now you've measured your dick before.
I haven't, though.
I've never measured, Steve PT. You've never measured?
No, I've got like a tape out, like as joking about in front of the missus and stuff like that.
As long as it's bigger than a micro penis, which it is, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Small is cool.
And I've got
micro penis isn't kind. No. Micro penis is micro for a reason. Yeah.
And I've got 17 stone behind me pushing it in.
It's like a freight train.
Yeah, exactly.
As a kid, I used to measure mine kind of thing. It's like, God, is that like in the bathroom on my own and come back in?
Why have you got a ruler in your bathroom?
It's not all about the length, is it?
No.
Well, I mean, I hope it ain't about girth.
Yeah, but he's got a girth on him as well, this fella, isn't he?
He has. He's got a girth as well.
It's like
it can't be that big and not have some level of girth to it.
A little weird, wasn't it? Like spaghetti.
Yeah.
So if you, for the listener,
I think it's as wide as like a Play-Doh pop.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he has special customised underwear.
Wait, I mean, it's such a weird thing to compare it to, but at the same time, I knew exactly the width you were talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone knows.
He could have said so many things. Play-Doh pop.
Also,
but I know exactly what you
mean. Also, when I said Play-Doh pop, you automatically go back to the smell of Play-Doh.
Yes.
How weird is that?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
I went to that thing when you put it in and the hair grew.
Comes out,
What were they called? Grow, weren't they?
Yeah.
Hair grow.
Was it called hair grow?
You mentioned the word Play-Doh and so many memories
come back.
Yeah,
they
do.
Been caught out a dumb moment there. What's
I genuinely thought of the smell. Genuinely, before you
So many memories come back with Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Do you ever used to like, I mean, I've wrote a couple of things here about, like, in his situation, he's got a 12-inch erect penis, yeah? Now, can you imagine, as a kid, you know when you used to get an erection just for no reason whatsoever, going through puberty?
You remember my first show?
Do you remember your first erection?
My first show, what I told you.
The table.
Yeah, but he must lift the table when he got hard on.
Well, how'd you go about covering that? Because, like, have you ever had that when you had a secret erection? You had, like, you tuck it in your pant line. Under your belt, pant line, pull your T-shirt over it.
Your teacher asks you to stand up. Nope!
A friend of mine, I won't say who it is, obviously, but his proudest moment as a father was when they were watching a film as a family and there was a sex scene and his boy pulled a cushion across to cover him up, thinking he was being subtle. And he said he was so proud because he was like, yes.
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Sexually active, finally.
Yeah.
That was so embarrassing, though. You know, pulling the arm. We've all done that.
For him, it must have been because He's quite a shy guy, isn't he? If he's someone with...
Like you're about the Matt Barr.
Yeah, he's quite a shy guy. He's a bit, like, geeky, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not, like... If it was a confident person, he'd be like, well, hey, I've fucking got a monster here. And, like, but he isn't, is he?
So it's a massive burden on him, is it?
Oh, I think so,
That's what you're saying.
And I didn't see the interview, I don't know.
Yeah. So they even asked him the question, like, have you ever been approached by the porn industry to, you know, get involved kind of thing? He has been approached.
Yeah.
And he said, like, again, because he's shy, it's not really his thing. So this kind of, like, it breaks down the whole stigma of, like, when you watch porn as a teenager and you're just getting into it kind of thing, you see all these guys with huge fucking dongs and you think, oh, God, I'm not even close compared to anything like that, and you feel inadequate. And then you got a guy who's come out saying it's actually horrible. And from the women's perspective... It's horrible for them too.
Yeah, a lot of like women, when I've seen interviews when they talk about blokes with big dick, they don't really like it as such.
Yeah.
Because they can only get like the tip in.
I mean it's true though.
But if he goes all the way in, I mean it's the same size as this microphone stand.
Is he touching her lungs?
Yeah, it's like coming out of her mouth.
Internal bleeding. It'll be the first time and last time. It'd be horrible, horrible, isn't it?
He can only put half, he must be only put be able to put half in. And that's what, 6.5?
Yeah.
So that's more than enough.
Yeah. I like being average. Average is good. Even below average is great. It's fantastic. I feel good again. Thank God Matt Barr went on TV and come out like this.
Oh, yeah, but imagine, like, if you're the presenter asking the question. I mean, look, when you watch back, Kat literally biting her tongue over some of the questions.
Yeah.
It must have been hard when you was growing up and everything like that.
If I was interviewer, I'd be like, keep looking at his eyes. Don't look down.
Because, you know,
the trouble is, if I'm interviewing, I'm literally, once the camera's off, I need to see it.
Did you see the end of the interview? They actually said that when they have these guests on, they have to legitimise the conversation. There has to be background and proof to the conversation. So obviously his conversation is his penis. They had to get one of the camera crew to go into a room with him to confirm that his dick is actually that big and he's not just on TV talking rubbish.
To get on TV,
yeah. And it's insane, absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to say now, I mean, you know, we're all average sizes, I reckon, around here, I guess. A table full of mediocrity around here. And it feels good to be in a room, you boys. I mean,
I've got a couple of friends who've got monsters.
We should, you know what? We should get them on the show. But.
No, it makes me feel inadequate. It's like, if they've got that, what chance have I got?
Yeah, right, but. So is that here?
Like, hey, do not look what he's got.
You know, it might look impressive, but it's going to hurt you. Whereas me, on the other hand, you're going to have a good time. That's how you got to look at it.
Be a good time, not a long time, but a good time.
Exactly. That's all you need.
Can I put the balls in?
Trust me, we need to. But apparently, 1 in 3 people statistically have a problem in the bedroom, and most of those complaints are from women through men who have too big a penises. So finally, you know, in the new age.
That is big though, isn't it?
It's insane, isn't it? It's insane. I think now porn is...
There are worse problems to have.
He did say it, didn't he?
Yeah.
But you know, everyone's problem is personal, isn't it?
But like, if he was a confident guy and a good looking... I'm not saying he's ugly.
Well, you did. You just did. You literally just backhanded it. Called him.
Describe him, Carl.
Describe him.
Tell me what he looks like. I don't know what he looks like.
Well, let me tell you now. He's big, he's round, he's a little bit shy, not so much hair. He blinks a little bit too much. His belly overwraps his big penis. That's right, the big penis is what we're all looking at, really.
Yeah. Yeah, but if he was a confident guy,
yeah,
I'd think he'd benefit from it. Right. I think he's...
Because only
embrace it.
Yeah, but there's women, like... This is where I don't feel sorry for him. So there's women that actually want to sleep with him because of his penis.
Yeah.
Like, there's a woman that offers to do OnlyFans with him, make a fucking fortune.
I mean, that is...
Use the tools that God gave you and fucking get money for it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, he should probably put that asset to work and make money for it. Because he actually did say in the interview that, you know, it costs a lot of money to have a penis reduction. I mean, there's not a lot of people that do the operation.
My toes cold thinking.
Can you imagine having your dick cut in half, removing 2 inches of that, and then sewing it back together and hoping for the best?
Removing 2 inches takes him down to 10. You know what I mean? It's still fucking huge.
Okay, look, it's worse than we thought. We need to remove a baby's arm's length here. That's insane, isn't it? Can you imagine saying, can you take 6 inches off my dick, please?
I'd go in there with him at the same time. Like, whatever he's losing, I'll have.
Please be a DNA match.
So you're saying he takes 16 rejection pills every day for the next 10 years? Not a problem.
That's what people will be going to Turkey for next.
They will be. I mean, obviously, now I'm in the cool gang. I'm good. I've spent 43 years thinking, am I good enough? Am I big enough? Does it do a job? Me, Steve, Carl, Steve, PT, we're all thinking it. Are we good enough? Now we know we are. Now we know we are. Actually, no, that's fine. Steve, PT, you good enough?
Yeah.
You big enough? Yeah. Good. Good. Yes. Men. That's what I love to hear. Men. Men. I love that. I love that. We should probably move on.
Yeah, please.
This is the first time for someone listening. It's like, yeah, listen to the show. It's a great show.
Listen. Big dicks.
Big dicks. First conversation.
It's time to level up. If you want to be part of a show, then join the Chew the Fat community WhatsApp group. Simply text 07561-299-829 and join in the fun. Share and discuss your stories, interact with other fans and be part of the family. Just text 07561-299-829. Your time is here. Your time is now.
Well, look, this is a kind of like a flip to what we had last week, because last week we had nothing.
Yeah.
And this goes to show the power of having a bit of a guideline, a format. Now we've got too much to talk about. Mm. Last week we couldn't get... We had killer rams.
Just because you was
pissed. Killer rams.
What else have we got then?
Big vaginas. Can't leave the women out.
Yeah.
On this show, we are not...
Big tits!
Let's go! Let's go! Right now, this is one that I actually spoke very briefly to Steve PT about. So, music.
Right.
Now, I love this music conversation. I love this a lot. The Pet Shop Boys, all-time legendary greats, have come out and publicly said Taylor Swift is not a music icon.
I saw this, yeah.
I didn't see it till the day afterwards, and I thought it was fantastic. Because I remember one episode about 6 months ago we spoke about this. And I remember I took a bit of a hammering from Cara, I think, and Scott Darney saying, basically, you're a granddad. You're thinking like a granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Music these days, it's not your thing necessarily, but this is the big stuff. Yeah. This is how we felt about our time.
Yeah.
And I called bullshit on that.
I don't know.
Well, I feel now, I've got some other stuff that I'm going to delve into in a minute, but the Pet Shop Boys have said, Taylor Swift, you are not an icon. Are they right? Start with Steve PT.
No. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I like the guest normally to agree with me.
I think you're going to have a queen slip. Queen. Fucking. Yeah. Penises.
Right. So, okay. Right. Steve PT,
by the way, because I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah. But okay. So, right. If you're not a fan, that's one thing. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the Beatles, but I have the utmost respect for what they've done, and the numbers don't lie.
Okay,
yeah, what
so
they've done.
I see where you're going.
So Taylor Swift's got all the numbers.
By
she
miles.
Can back it and up. She's still probably got another maybe 30, 40 years in her.
And she's probably been performing 20 years less than Pet Shop Boys.
Well,
I think she's only running at about 60%. She's got more in the tank. She's not even trying at the minute.
She's unbelievable.
Started early in the 2000s.
All right, take the numbers out of it. Take the numbers out of it.
Take the numbers out of it. Take the money away.
Can you even name, or would you happily recognise 10 of her songs?
Yes.
I'd recognise them to hear them. Hold up.
Steve PT's jumped in. I'm going Steve PT. Right, okay, not name them, but could you confidently say, if you heard 10 different Taylor Swift songs, you'd know they were her songs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's a lot about you. Right now,
no, it doesn't. Like her. Yeah,
how does it say a lot about him?
Well, just because I didn't think Steve was there.
What are you trying to say?
That you should be on my side.
What it is, you've judged Steve by the way that he looks and how he works out and his job and everything.
Well, okay, you're not very good at describing people fairly. Can you describe Steve PT to the listener?
Beautiful looking man, tattoos. Lovely curly hair.
For the record,
a fine specimen of a man.
Matt Barr wanted that description. He didn't get it from you.
He ain't that.
So I've just looked her up on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The first song on the popular list on her Spotify is a song that's got 128 million.
Yeah, but that's to do with, right, that's just one song though, right? Okay, so right.
What's your argument?
Oh shit, what am I talking about? The one after that, it's got 2 billion.
Oh,
hasn't she won the most Grammys ever?
Yeah, but that's because there's no competition.
You can only go up against what
no
you're up against.
No competition. What in women's music? There's no. She's like surpassed like Beyonce now, I think.
We'll do that in a second because I've got that, and you'll be quite surprised about what I've dug up.
But bearing in mind,
which is going to prove my point.
Beyonce's been doing it probably 20 years longer than her.
In a world that didn't have the internet.
with the internet, she still isn't. Oh, look, just,
oh, that's a different argument.
Right.
Now,
okay. Well, yeah, so okay, what makes then? What makes an icon? Let's go back to, let's strip it right back down to the basics. What makes a musician an icon?
Iconic songs.
Okay, iconic songs. Yeah. Songs that you all know, recognise, even if you don't know the name of it.
And with all three of us have said we'd recognise.
Well, should I play that one on the top of the list? The one that's got 2 billion.
Okay, give us an example then. What we got?
Shake It Off. Great song.
See, Peter, you're loving this. He's loving life.
Oh, she's hot as well, isn't she?
Yes.
I've seen the video on the Spotify. She's got legs for days as well, isn't she?
Okay.
I'd love to. Love
right, to be fair, I know that song.
Her up. I don't know that song.
Yeah, you do. Once the chorus kicks in, you would.
Oh, okay. I won't go back to it. Well, okay. We've got a lot to go. How's it going?
No, I ain't singing it.
No, go on, do it. Do it.
No.
Oh.
Right, so do
Shake It Off is a fantastic song.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, I know that one. So, right, are we to say then, right, so an iconic song.
By the way, they're bigger than fucking Pet Shop Boys.
Granted, but the Pet Shop Boys, even though they didn't have...
I thought they were overrated.
So I like the Pet Shop. No, I mean, again, they are definitely
your generation, though.
Well, they're your generation, we're the same bloody age almost.
Are we? Are we?
So, what makes an iconic band then? Like,
is she's not a band, is she?
Okay, good point. Okay, solo artist then. Okay, she's up there, but I mean, you go, you got the likes of Guns N' Roses, prime example, Metallica.
They're a band. Yeah, they're iconic, yeah.
Madonna,
yeah.
Iconic, yeah.
She surpassed Madonna already, didn't she?
I've got a list. I will read that list out for you in a minute. Okay. Which, do you know, Bon Jovi, by the way, 40th anniversary this year.
So there's a good example where Steve just correctly corrected you that it's a solo artist, not a band member. People that refer to people like Bon Jovi as a solo artist, when Bon Jovi is the band, that happens a lot.
Right. What music do you like to listen to, Steve PT?
I'll be honest, all music. I can't pinpoint a...
You can't
pinpoint... Depends on what mood I'm in. I could be training, I could be listening to High School Musical.
Yes!
Or Taylor Swift.
I knew we was going to be friends.
I could be listening to, like, say, Guns N' Roses, Muse, Beethoven. I'm whatever mood, wherever I am.
Yeah. So, I like, to be fair, I'm also like that.
Yeah.
I like my orchestral music, I like my film score.
But I don't think you are.
No, I am. I genuinely do love everything.
Unless it's Guns N' Roses, Metallica, and all that kind of crap.
That's my favourite, and don't ever put crap ever again on my show. Okay?
Can I play some music, right, for you?
Yeah.
A little game.
Yeah.
So, speaking of icons.
Okay.
Right, this person I think is an icon.
All right.
Right, but I'm going to play a song, and I'm praying none of you know about this. I'm going to play a few songs, but let's play a little game so you get to first. Who do you think this is, right? Sorry, Haggard, to jump in.
No, please
do. But this ties in perfectly. You knew I was going to be doing this.
Yep.
Right, here's the first song, so you can get who this is first.
Whoa, before we do that, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
How do we just shout out?
Shout your name. Sorry, Steve PT, you've got a longer name than everyone else, but you've got to shout out Steve PT. Right. If you shout out your name, I'll pause it and you can tell me who it is and then I'll press play if you get it wrong.
Okay.
I've got a feeling you're going to get it right quick, but... For the record... this blew my mind, right?
Yeah.
So there's... More than one album,
yeah.
For a start, and it's a person. I had no idea this existed, and it blew my mind the other day. And I said to Hagar, "I've got to see if you lot know."
Okay,
all right, we're going. Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're true. I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be 'cause of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass. Right, that's the first song. No one's got it so far.
No,
right.
So
no one knows this artist.
This is from an album.
And this is an iconic person.
I've said here, you could hear it. Yeah, it's an iconic person, right? So that's one song from one album. Let's play another song. I love the lyrics of this one, by the way. By the way, I'm loving it that no one knows who it is yet. It's
a bitch that'll
get you. No idea. It's a bitch that'll get you.
It's a bitches that'll get you. Sounds like Kevin Hart.
Not Kevin Hart, but you're supposed to shout your name out. It's a bitches that'll
get you. I think that won't be answer.
Is it Chris Rock?
No. All my bras like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class. You don't have to ask. Everything by flash and cash. Hagar.
Is it Kevin Hart?
No.
I just said that.
You didn't say your name, though.
What did you? You went, ow.
Okay, fair, so I'm off.
Keep listening to the lyrics. It might help you work out who it is. Start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Do
supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had spots.
I know the voice.
Mom,
I know
so
the
I
voice.
I them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes on my head.
So you don't know who it is. Well, I'll play the third song, and I've got a feeling you're going to get
it. This is Game in the World.
No, you're going to. I think you'll get it from this song. Right. For the record, by the way, this song is, this is the English version. He also did a Spanish version and an Italian version. It's all here, all on different albums. Unbelievable. All right. I will tell you who it is if you don't get it from this one. All right. It's worth the wait.
Thank God.
It's blowing my mind, this.
Got a bit of salsa going on. I like it.
It's the chorus that you'll get it from.
Every time I get the urge to visit my hometown, I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear.
Here we go. Will you get from this?
Hey, cousin Vinny.
Hey, cousin Vinny.
Your cousin Vinny. Is there anything that you could do for me?
Right. Well, I don't know the film My Cousin Vinny.
No.
Steve BT.
Go on.
Is it like Joe Pesci or something?
It is.
No way! Yes. No way!
He's got several albums back to 1968. Really? Up until recently, still making music. Did anyone ever know he was a fucking musician?
No. Not at all.
I'll be more blown away.
Yes, Steve BT!
Well, that's Steve BT.
You can take your love and shove it up your ass. Joe Pesci.
How the fuck is that? Ooh. Joe Pesci?
So how does no one know? I didn't know until 2 days ago that he even made music.
I would never have guessed that in a million years. If there's like a multiple choice, you know, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, you'd be screwed.
Yeah, I'd have lost a million.
This is the guy from Home Alone.
Home Alone. My Good Cousin Vinny. He's in The Lethal Weapons.
Mm. Good fellas.
He was the bad guy in Moonwalker, Michael Jackson film.
Good fellas.
Oh, he was in
Moonwalker. Casino.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I've got a list. What else is he in? He was in loads of good stuff.
Should we get back to Taylor Swift?
Oh, okay.
He's not a music icon, is he?
Well, I mean,
he's an icon
of
film.
He's a film icon.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's one point put aside, that just because you're a movie icon doesn't mean you're a musical icon. So that's the definition of what isn't a musical icon, because that ain't selling millions. That is not selling millions, Mr. Parsons.
I want to see how many downloads he's got.
I swear to God, if he's got billions. I hope he's got billions, because that just proved my point.
Oh, the best one's got 688,000.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Ah, chicken feed. Since you went,
I just blew my mind that he even fucking makes music.
So,
So I think, right, for me, again, Taylor Swift, she's a phenomenal singer. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
So on a serious
note, great performer.
Yeah, she does do a good show.
Great legs.
I don't think there's
enough
competition in the music industry that's challenging her as such.
Really?
Now, because the music industry's changed. Not saying there's a lot of talent out there. I believe that wholeheartedly. But they're not putting the same money into musicians.
So you go on Spotify, you can have the back catalogue for every single music era.
Yeah,
and she still smashes it.
Yeah.
But does she though? Does she?
And she puts the work in. It's not just that. She does. She puts the work in. You've got like your Ariana, what's her name?
Grande.
And then you got like Jessie J, who's got an unbelievable voice. Annoying, but unbelievable voice.
For the record though, views and downloads don't pay bills.
No.
If people have to pay out of their own pocket for these songs, would they go and do it? So you remember back
Taylor
in the day?
Swift, I 100% agree.
100%.
Didn't she, from the Super Bowl, which obviously gets ridiculous numbers, mm-hmm. didn't it go to a record or something higher just because she was, because obviously her boyfriend's was in the Super Bowl, wasn't he? Didn't just her presence
take the numbers? Alone, that whole season put like shirt sales and everything up like tenfold.
Oh, she's a marketing genius.
Yeah, but she
didn't
do that. It was just her.
She just went to watch it.
She just went to watch
it. That makes her an icon.
So
her arena tours sell out in seconds.
Okay. And so this is what I'm trying to get at. So maybe she's saying that.
I tried to get tickets to Joe Pesci and you, honestly, they were gone like that.
Really?
Yeah, you couldn't get them. Yeah.
That's because maybe because no one believed that they were real.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a fair point. It is a fair point. So the argument is then, are you iconic because of what you can sell, because of your status that you have, people that know your music? Like, again, if you hear a Guns N' Roses song, you know it's Guns N' Roses, whether you like them or not.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift has gone from country music,
which is massive,
all the way through.
Yep.
Yeah.
From like now.
No, it's a fair point.
And so, she hasn't just got like young girl fans. Steve PT likes her, I like her, Stevie P likes her.
No, I like to look at her. Yeah.
But otherwise, we all know her song. We definitely all know her songs.
Mm. Well, I mean, I know one or two personally.
I think so, you know more.
I think, does the internet change what an icon has? Because again, back in the day, you had to go get off your ass and go and buy the record.
People
yourself.
Still would for her.
Yeah.
You think?
She started in 2000.
Yeah.
Spotify and that wasn't like it is now in 2000.
I'll
she
give
had
you that.
To sell records. Yep. She had to sell albums and singles.
Yep. You don't
she
win
wrote
that,
them herself.
You don't win like that many Grammys.
Did she write them herself as well, did she?
By not being iconic. Yeah, yeah, she does write her own stuff. But you don't win that many. Grammys are hard to win. You look at Miley Cyrus, how long she's been. Like, she was over the moon because she had won one Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's tough. Ask Joe Pesci, honestly.
I mean, how many has Taylor Swift got now? How many Grammys?
I think it's 11 Grammys.
Fucking hell.
Is it 11 Grammys? I thought Whitney Houston still holds the record for that, doesn't she, or not?
I thought she just beat it on the last Grammy. Just
Whitney Houston, who's probably the most...
There's an icon.
And she was off her tits all the time.
Yeah.
Like, she was a fantastic singer, don't get me wrong, but she was a crack addict as well. Don't see Taylor Swift like that.
Yeah, no, fair point, yeah. It's true, you don't.
No disrespect to Whitney, she's a great singer.
She's had the time of her life at the time. Not so much these days.
I think she's more of an icon than Whitney, probably. Like
she's got years to come.
Yeah, and she sets a better example.
Yeah, but now I think she still has. I think Taylor Swift is a weird one because I think your arguments are correct. I think they're valid, very much so. So you're saying the Pet Shop Boys are out of order?
Yeah, massively.
Jealousy. I don't understand what their beef is. Why are they putting it out?
It's not so much beef as such, but obviously she's basically wiping the slate.
I think
everything.
Everybody's just jealous.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of that.
What was their reasoning behind it? What was their
sense
of it?
They were interviewed and basically asked, like, because they got inducted into the Hall of Fame 2 years ago, I think it was now. And
really?
Saying, of course they are.
Yeah, in their like genre, they're big, aren't they?
They've been around for the best part of 40 years.
But
I get it. I know they've been around.
They're not on my playlist. I doubt they're on yours, Steve, on yours or anything like that.
I've got four albums of theirs, yeah.
But that's your kind of music, isn't it? That's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, I bet you haven't got like Taylor Swift or Hanson or Blue or...
I haven't got them.
You said High School Musical earlier.
Yeah, High School Musical, not Hanson and Blue.
If you give me like...
You ain't got Umbop.
I'm staying out of that.
You must love Umbop.
I'll keep that one quiet from the gym, mate.
The other day, Umbop come on like videos, and it come up, and I actually realised what the words were. I can't remember them, but when the words come out, but when the words come out, I was like, oh, that's what it says. I just thought Umbop, bibbidap, bap, boombop. Yesterday, the angel is too on the things in life. You feel. But I never knew the words. Like, that's how I used to sing
it. Not bad rendition, mate. Not bad at all.
It was like that. Do you remember Before I Forget, Forgot, Nigel? I don't know what I was singing there.
No.
I had no idea.
Do you know what that's about?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Got Nigel.
It's about drugs.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So you cotton mouth. Cotton Eye Joe. It's all about cotton mouth. You get the dry mouth from cocaine and stuff. Mm. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? That's the drug dealer because he wants that person to come back more drugs. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. And we're actually
always learning.
I know. And they actually put that on this morning for the kids. Weird or what? Weird. So I've got a list here of the updated best selling artists and bands collectively. This was updated this year.
Of all time.
So,
my God.
We are going deep.
This is one big list.
Get comfortable, boys.
Please don't do your usual and go in at number one. You have to work your way to the top. You always do it the wrong way fucking round.
All right.
Because then you get to seven and no one gives a shit anymore.
Do you know what I'd like to hear?
Eve 27.
I'll tell you after this. But no, I'll tell you now. You know when we were talking about the big dick earlier?
Yeah.
I'd like you to introduce that guy.
Right.
With his big dick.
How?
like you just done a minute ago.
Are you ready for an anaconda?
Matt Barr.
This is something on a scale that you've never seen before. Don't look it dead in the eye.
Big dick Matt.
Big dick Matt Barr.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Right, the list.
Right, okay, I mean, I'm not going
to
do the whole lot.
Just go to number five, then. Just don't start at one. What
okay,
do you
look,
do?
Okay, I won't
start at one.
Okay, right. At number 19.
Right, because, by the way, Top of the Pops would have been shit if they started the countdown at one. It's a short episode.
No one's interested after one. They're all leaving. I don't know why they're going.
Jimmy Savile's like, oh, for fuck's sake. We had the Nolans on.
All these band books. You know?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, we were happy with fucking fourth. We didn't even get it before.
Jimmy sounds like I had Jackson 5 in tonight. Gary Glitter was on as well.
The boys, I loved it.
The boys are
Glitter was still
tonight.
Having the time of his life, though, all the fucking kids in the audience.
Exactly.
Right, okay, so I can't do the whole list because I've got. So Taylor Swift is the 19th.
Wow.
Highest selling artist.
That's incredible.
19th
of all time, I suppose.
I reckon I know who's up.
I think this is what is behind the point of what the Pet Shop Boys are trying to say about icons and icon bands.
They ain't in the top 50 or top 100 for a start, so they can't have a pop at her, can they? She's 19. Well done to her. Yeah.
But the sentiment still holds. But yes, so Metallica. I won't do Metallica in 18th, for example. Right. Now, obviously, that's some big fucking shoes going on there.
He said he weren't going to do all of them, I didn't think he was going to start as low as 18 and 19.
It was just way easier to start at number one. You forced me into this.
Pick out some highlights until you get to 10.
Okay, so
can we just pick an icon who we think is going to be in the top 5?
Oh, I like that.
Top 5?
Yeah, I've got mine. You got yours, Steve?
Are we allowed to have the same ones? Because I think someone will also have my one.
Right. Shall I go first?
You go first, Kyle.
Elton John.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew that as well. Elton John is the biggest selling artist. He's at number one, the biggest selling artist of all time, still to date, as of this year.
Yes.
Parsons.
MJ.
Michael Jackson is the third highest selling artist.
Oh, I'll pick another one.
You can wait your turn.
What number was Elton?
Number one, baby.
Was he?
Fucking ledge.
Michael Jackson, number three.
Okay.
Where are you, CPT?
Queen?
12 or something like that.
No. Not in the top 20.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Which, by the way, that is shocking. Yeah. Because they sold a hell of a lot.
Beatles?
I've got another one.
You said the Beatles? Beatles are number four.
I've got another one in the...
Go on.
Elvis.
Number two.
One and two? Fucking hell! Right. I'm out of here. Jesus Christ.
Who else is in...
No, it don't matter, Steve. No, fucking
hell. That's the rest of 10. The rest of the top 10.
Right, okay. Fucking done. I ain't going to speak no more.
We ain't going to hear the last of this for at least a week and a half.
One and two.
I should have just lied.
Got it in order. Fuck me. You lot carry on.
Right, so this is where you could argue a slight crossover to the new generations, but I still don't think so. Eminem is at number 5.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah,
fantastic, though. Madonna number 6.
That's only because she's been around forever.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Billy Joel. Number seven.
Wow, that's higher than I thought.
Yeah. Way higher than I thought as well.
But he was, no disrespect. He was big though.
Yeah, of course he was. Yeah. But I just wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't have put.
Yeah,
put him that high.
The Eagles.
Oh wow, yeah, good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fleetwood Mac then.
Exactly who I was thinking when he said the Eagles. Yeah,
Fleetwood Mac not in the top 20
for me. Fleetwood above the Eagles.
Weirdly enough, Britney Spears is in there in the top 20.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's like Backstreet Boys or something like that.
If I'm not mistaken, I thought I saw them in there. No.
Who's bigger, do you think? NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? I'd like to think so, yeah.
So, Backstreet Boys are just, they're 20th.
Yeah. I got the top two in the 20th. Yeah.
We're missing some obvious ones
but
here.
But here's my point I'm trying to prove. So we've just said all those iconic artists, and that's selling albums of today, not downloads. I think people get confused with streaming and downloads.
A lot of them were men as well.
Understandable. So I'm just saying. I think the Pet Shop Boys have a point when they're saying.
Oh, Beyonce's got to be in there, surely.
She's in there. Yeah,
I'll be interested to see how high Spice Girls are because they got massive in America as well as here.
They did. So
One Direction.
They've done well. They've done very well in the top 20. Now, again, you could argue time. So obviously, I've got to wrap this conversation up, but.
No, we're going to keep throwing
that
right
in. Yeah. Where's Usher?
What about Puff Daddy? Is that too bad? Can we say that name?
We have been here for 6 hours. But if you look at the last biggest selling artist of the last 5 years, Taylor Swift is obviously there. Mm. Justin Bieber, Olivia Rodrigo, Harry Styles, Doja Cat, The Weeknd, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa. Yeah, so like they're coming through, but it's still
none of them are even close to Taylor Swift. Them not the rest.
No, Taylor Swift blows
not
them
even
all the way.
Close.
Yeah,
I'd put Taylor Swift up there with Beyonce.
Have you got the whole list?
I got the top 20, yeah.
Oh.
Or top 25.
We said 50.
I really wanted to see where, I really wanted to see where Lionel was.
He's way down. Oh.
He's a legend, isn't he? Oh. He's a legend.
What's the difference between a legend and an icon then?
Well, the numbers.
Okay. All right.
So he's not that much of a legend then?
No.
Well, his numbers are gonna be higher. No, he's a legend
to like Motown and stuff like that, isn't he?
You were banging on about iconic songs, right? Lionel's got a fucking list as long as your arm.
Yeah, I agree.
Not as much as Elton.
That everyone knows.
But that's my point. Just because you don't have the numbers doesn't mean you're not iconic. There's got to be something more about you that makes you iconic than just the sales. The sales are a big part of that, but this is my point. This is the point the Pet Shop Boys are trying to prove. Point, that get out.
No, they're just jealous.
Like, yeah, yeah, I think with the Pet Shop Boys, they're massively like down the rank. And they're just like kind of, who can we say that people are going to start talking about us again and start downloading our music to try and compare?
They're shitting on people.
Biggest person in the world right now is Taylor Swift. Yeah. So, Pet Shop Boys have said Taylor Swift's not iconic. Who are Pet Shop Boys? Oh, let's listen to their music. Downloads.
Notice, by the way, they're not having a go at Joe Pesci because he'd have them whacked. He would, wouldn't he? He'd get them whacked.
You don't go at Joe Pesci easily. Nah. You don't do that.
I think some of them album sales were also... I remember as a kid, you fill out that thing in the back of a magazine, you just get a CD delivered every year.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
And then you forget to cancel it, and you've got all these CDs. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Have I canceled it? They're still coming through.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's been 2 years now, they're still every week, they're there.
Yeah.
CPC, what was the first album you remember buying? Can you remember that far back?
Fuck it. Oh,
that was a backhand insult. I sincerely apologise. Can you remember the first album?
Are we talking CD or tape?
I think I
remember my first CD. I don't remember my first.
The only tapes I remember is like a Weetabix collection that you got when you collected the stamps.
Yeah, that's proper old school, man.
I think I had all the Nows on tape. My first.
That's
ever,
what I was going to say. Yeah. Tape Now One or something like
my
that.
My first
I remember
ever CD
tape,
album was Charles and Eddie.
Ah, would I lie to you?
Yeah.
That's your first CD?
CD, yeah. I got my mum and dad bought me a CD player for my birthday. Yeah, that was the first CD I had.
Poor abused child.
No, I do
child.
Remember now.
Oh, God. Is it worse than that?
I think it was Status Quo.
Oh, no! Status Quo!
Rocking all over the world!
Do you know what? With my red stereo that I got given at the time.
God. New Reds, come on, New Reds. Just keep your bottle and use your Reds for 90 minutes. We'll let them know we're Man United. Here we go.
I'm going to say now, Status Quo, I think, I can't remember where I heard this, and it's true. Their songs, apart from one or two, are all the same. Different speeds, the same chord progression. It's 12-bar blues.
Massive fan base, though, Status Quo.
Huge fan base.
Yeah. No, and it was a tape. It wasn't a CD.
Oh, God. Yeah. Did you enjoy them? Did you like them that much?
I must have done.
Yeah, I definitely. Think
you can't skip, can you?
You're in this for the long haul, boy.
Yeah. I remember, my first... album, I think the first single I ever bought on CD, and it's so bad, is Barbie Girl.
Really?
Yeah. But I think that was a single.
Yeah.
My first album was Oasis, Definitely Maybe.
Good album. I think. See, that's and, more like
it was or it wasn't.
No, it definitely was. And
But maybe. Was it
and
definitely?
Possibly. Right. And then I went through a stage of that kind of music, then I bought Manic Street Preachers.
See, now that, I can get down with that. Mm. I'm down with that. Yeah.
Now
my first CD was Guns N' Roses.
See, that's more like it, Steve Pace. Hey, come on! Use Your Illusion.
Yeah, the first one.
That was actually a pretty decent album, that. That was a great album. Again, iconic album. Straight away, out. Amazing.
Mm.
Taylor fucking Swift, leave it out.
She's good, though.
Oh, because you like her fucking 8 mile long legs?
No, I like the whole package. I've seen her on Jonathan Ross. She's very funny. Like a funny girl.
To be
girl.
Fair, I'm being hypercritical.
If you were 16
awesome.
Again, I think you'd love her.
No, I think she, I have.
It's worse at like nearly 40 and I love her.
I'm putting you and Nicole Shower together now. Now I'm thinking the thought process behind it. There it is. Yeah, no, I do nothing against Taylor Swift. I just
sounds
think
like you've got an issue.
No, I'm just putting a debate out there. I think Taylor Swift is cool. I don't think she's of iconic status yet. That's just, I also agree with the Pet Shop Boys and that. But I think it's clear she's going to get there. Clearly, yeah, her career's got, she's got another 30 years ahead of her easily. So
yeah,
unless she does something stupid and, you know, sabotages her own career, but that's on her, isn't it? At the end of the day,
I remember the third album I bought.
Where did that come from?
Greatest Hits of 98.
The Greatest Hits of 98, that's cheat code, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really.
Some great bangers on there, though. Ant and Dec.
Oh, God.
Not the one that you're thinking about either. When I fall in love, it's gonna be forever.
Oh God!
Don't remember?
Yeah, I remember that
PJ
one.
PJ and Duncan.
Well,
was that
yeah,
Ant
and Dick. Ah.
That must be the changeover.
Forever, falling in love's gonna be forever.
Oh, I do know that. Yeah, I didn't know it until you did that bit.
Oh, I know that. Anyway, right.
Wanna hold close on a few ends, surrounded by the dabs, surrounded by the skin. Wanna grow close together, grow old. That rap.
Jesus. Abused child. You're an abused child, weren't you? Oh, yeah, it's a bit. Anyway, right. So, for the listener, moving on. Here we go. Right, so, in case you haven't guessed, we've got a special guest on. Steve PT. Steve PT.
You're listening to... Chew the Fat.
See if it works. Okay, that's one sec. One, two. Yo. Let's get that a little bit higher. Let's give this one a little bit of a nudge. There with. Yo, let's go.
Should we test if it works?
I think we should.
Is the Bluetooth on?
The Bluetooth is always on. It's all you. It's all you now.
Oh, that's... Back, baby. We are fucking back. We're back. Classic. We are back. We are back.
It works.
Can you play it again? Because a part of me feels
yeah.
that there's an intro in there.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel
it,
there
it
is.
It would work well if we had been off for several weeks and then we were back.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We weren't here last week. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're back in Witham.
Yeah, we're back.
Stag Studios.
Stag Studios.
We're back, baby. We are fucking back. We're back. Classic. We are back. We are back. We are back, baby.
Wait, is that the end of the clip?
Yeah, it's only a short one.
Damn, because I really want that music to kick the fuck in. That sounds awesome.
I like the power that I've got.
You've got too... Well, yeah, I'm going to say you've got too much power now. But caring is sharing.
You think I've got too much power, do you?
In this moment, yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think you execute your power very wisely right now.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
You think I've got too much power?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right, Lord?
So.
Are we gonna do these too much power loops?
Oh, you think I've got too much power? Do you?
Right. Why is that music played perfect? With car walking through the door.
That is one big pile of shit.
I've got to get up.
Long
it's
hair.
Good to your ear, actually.
Right.
Yeah, for this.
Officially turned around, guys. So we are back, baby.
Best friends that anyone
we are
ever
fucking heard. Back. We're back. Classic. We are back.
That's
we
right.
are back. We are getting Doug back.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, never, ever, ever, ever leave each other. We're the three best
friends. I feel like we should have rehearsed that.
I feel we don't know it at all.
No.
If you did the Three Amigos song now,
no,
how much would it be?
I know like the chorus.
Could we give it a go? Should we give it a go?
Without any words in fact, it'd be a fucking car crash. I don't know it.
Oh, how's it go? How's it start?
One for each other and all for one. The three amigos.
No, the three brave amigos.
Three brave amigos.
No.
No, the three amigos.
Wherever you they need us, wherever
you need us, we'll be there for... I don't know.
Forever. We are the three amigos. We are the free amigos. We are the free It goes a lot longer than that.
Amigos
and amigos forever will be.
I mean, sorry, to be fair, that weren't too shabby. That weren't too shabby.
I mean, it's annoying because I found the video now, but we don't want it now, do we?
No.
The ship sailed.